There's no two, there's one.
Oh, there's only one now.
That's mixed. There's 100 tevels and 100 mitzvahs now, no chum. Okay, so the principle is simple. The bitua is a little bit more complex, but the principle is quite clear. The principle is that since I need a total of 11 to give to the Kohen, I'm only going to be able to charge him for 89. And my concern is to make sure that I get one of the unmeisered ones, one of the tevel ones, in order to make that the trumas meiser on the new one. Right? That's all my concern is. If I can get that out, it's true that I'm very confused about whether am I holding in my pile of 101 101 meisers now, 100 from the old one and one from the new one? Do I have there maybe 95 non-meisers? And all the other stuff is in the other pile that I'm not going to give to the Kohen? And the one that I made, which is now Trumas Meiser, has another five of its friends of the Tevel that I just made Meiser in my new pile? I don't know. But what I do know is that it doesn't matter to me one way or the other, because I know that theoretically, if I phrase this correctly, theoretically I don't need to identify whether I'm taking from new Meiser or from old Meiser. My important point is that I'm taking from Meiser and making a Trumas Meiser. I know exactly how much I have to make. I have to make a total of 11. 10 to take out of 100 pure Meiser, and 1 to take out of several, which will be on 10 pure Meiser, right? So my only concern is identifying which it is. Okay, so if I take out now a pile of 101, so now I know that I have one Trumas Meiser on the new stuff. That's not a problem. You're telling me, yeah, but you don't know whether the pile is the old Meiser or the new Meiser. Maybe it's partially. If I say to you, so, who cares? Why can't I use the old Meiser to take off the Trumas Meiser, and the new Meiser to take off the Trumas Meiser and the old Meiser? Makes no difference to me. So you'll say, yeah, but how are you gonna say it? Oh, fine, how I'll say it, then I'll have to make a condition. I'll have to say like this. The extra one that I'm holding now, which is definitely not Meiser, because it was only 100 Meiser, and I'm holding 101, it plus an additional 9 parts of Tevel. Where are those 9 parts? I don't know. Wherever they are, they're either on the north side of this area or they're on the north side of this area that I'm holding. But I'm not sure. But wherever they are here by Meiser. Now, this one that I know I'm holding in this pile somewhere, I don't know where it is, so I'm going to have to give the whole pile to the coin. But this one is now the Trumas Meiser. So that's taken care of. An additional 10 that are here in my pile. But you don't know, what do you mean 10? How do you know whether the 10 are here from the Meiser that was there from before, or the Meiser, maybe it's a new Meiser, maybe it's half and half? I don't care. 10 Meisers that are here, either they're all from the new Meiser that I made magically, and all the other Meisers somehow or other managed to stay in the other pile. I don't care. I'll take my new Meiser and I'll make a Trumas Meiser on the old Meiser. What do you care? I'm allowed to make Trumas Meiser from other Meiser on Meiser, right? So therefore, wherever it is, I'm just going to give it to the Kohen. So now I've got 11 things that need to go to a Kohen mixed in a pile of 101 things. Okay, so I give it to the Kohen, and I say, okay, here's 101 things. You pay me for all of it minus 11. A 90 I'm going to charge you for. You're getting a good deal. And even that, you're only going to have to pay the value of Truma. You're getting a doubly good deal. What? Everybody happy? Everybody's happy.
And the other 100 are now...
Now they're vadai kosher for me to eat. I'm not doing anything wrong in eating them. Right. And I didn't steal anything. So everything's fine. Now, suppose I have mea chulimetukanim and mea maaser. Now I got myself a problem. Because I have your chulim that was already metukan, so now I can't possibly take out from it meiser, because you can't take out meiser from chulim that's not tevel. You don't take out meiser from chulim that is tevel. So how do I make sure that I'm able to take out the 10 Trumas Meisters? I'm going to have to take out 110. If I have 110, I know I've definitely got 10 Meisters here. And I can take those 10 Meisters and make a Trumas Meister, and then give it to the Kohen, and the Kohen owes me for 90. So over there, I take out Motel Mea de Esther.
Do I not know
what you would? I don't know. No, it's completely mixed. I have no idea. Now, Mea Tevel the Tishim Master. Suppose I've got 100 of Tevel. And I've got 90 of Meister. So this now makes things a lot easier, you see. Because since there's a difference of 10, I end up not having to take out that extra one. And that, therefore, as long as there's always a difference of 10, I end up not losing anything. Because the difference in 10 of the Tevel, there's 10 more of Tevel, means that anyway I'm going to be giving the same thing I would otherwise have been giving. Because for Mea Tevel, what do I owe in terms of Trumas Meister? One. And for Tishim Meister, what do I owe? Nine. Right? For 100 mice I owe 1/10 is 10. For 90 mice I owe 1/10 is 9. For 80 mice I owe 1/10 is 8. So over here I still only owe 9 plus 1. 9 plus 1 is 10. So anyway, that's exactly what we always planned on giving. So I don't have really any problem. I therefore am not going to have anything to worry about. So if I have Mea Tevel V'Tishim Meister, or Tishim Tevel V'Shmonim Meister, in that case, Lo Yitzit Klum, because anyway I would have to give to the Tevel one for Trumas Meister. And for the Meister, anyway I was going to have to give nine. So I'm going to take out 10 anyway from the mixture. And I say like this, if what I just picked up was all Meister, so... Who's worried? If it's all Meister, then one of it is Trumas Meister for the other that I made Meister for the stuff, wherever it is. I said, wherever there's my Tevel over here, let it be on the north side, let it be Meister Isha. Okay, now I pick up. But you didn't say how much on the north side. You're right, I didn't, but I don't know how much on the north side already is Meister. But frankly, I don't give a damn. And as I pick up my 10, and I say, these are the 10, but maybe those are the old 10. But so what? Even if they're the old 10, I can take from the old 10 the Trumas Meister on the new 10, can't I? So I have a total of 10 that I have to give, and that's exactly what I'm going to take out. So it didn't really make any difference to me at all, the fact that they got mixed. Because taking out any 10 now would allow me, in fact, to go ahead and make my gift to the coin.
That's my husband. So Lord has been flown, he's the one he didn't lose.
Nothing. He didn't lose anything. He took out exactly what he would have taken out even if it hadn't been mixed.
In the other he did lose.
He took out one extra.
One, right?
And that one is simply accounted for by the fact that there were 10 extra. 10 extra equals 1. Right. 10% of the 10. So as long as there's a difference of 10, I'm never going to lose anything.
Well, he just got one he doesn't lose. Basically.
Yeah, that's what he would have lost before. Now he doesn't lose that. Shmonim. Let's say you have now Tishim Tevel V'Shmonim Maaser. It's exactly the same thing. Right? It's exactly the same proportion. Obviously, you have to start cutting up things. But it's the same proportion. I'm not going to lose anything. Again, Lo Yitzikul. Zakwal. Kol Zman Shatevel Meruva. As long as there's more Tevel, which obviously doesn't mean as long as there's more. It means as long as there's 10 more. As long as there's 10 more Tevel, Lo Yitzikul. That's the point. All right. So it says, Reb Shimon Bar Lakish. Yeah, but you have to be very clear about the way you say this, because the condition that you make is a little bit complex. You have to say, if it is Meister from the old Meister here, then that proportion of it should be now Trumas Meister on the new. And therefore, I didn't really mean it when I was saying that I'm going to make new Meister here. And take, so, but if it's not, then I want the new Meister to actually be the Trumas Meister for the old Meister. You have to say all of that. So, Tzorich Lahatznot, Velomar, in teva l'alaviyadim, if it's teva that came into my hands, then whom I fear, I want the maaser to be here. But if it's maaser l'alaviyadi, so then I only want to take out trumat maaser from this maaser on the maaser that I actually meant to put in the other pile and not in this pile. And you got to say it both very, very clearly. Because with the owner, yeah, you also have to start lichpolt, and you also have to say what you don't want. You have to say, but of course, if this really were not the pebble, then forget about everything I said. I didn't mean to make this pebble. I mean, this miser, or it is miser, I meant to put my miser somewhere else. So you have to say what you don't want also. Lichpolt, and you also have to say what you don't want. But if this were not pebble, then I didn't mean to make it miser. Which Rish Lakish holds is not important. As long as I say clearly what I do want, I don't have to say 100% what I don't want. And Rabbi Yochanan says, "Eino tzarich lichpol tmeyo." You do not have to make a kefal hatznai. Rabbi Yochanan is explaining over here that when Rish Lakish says over here, we want it to be very clear, he means you got to say it very clear both ways. Rabbi Yochanan says, you do not have to make things very clear. And that machlokas is an old machlokas. Dein kibayte, dein kibayte. Because this is each one that she tells Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish in this. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't care when it comes to being mafresh. So Mr. Maitre says, whether you have a lashon that's clear or it's not a lashon that's clear. The situation defines it for you, essentially. You don't have to say precisely what you mean. No, no, that's business, right? Deal. The Choronat. In other words, the Tznai that we're talking about is a Tznai in what my Rutzen is in this deal. But if it's simply a question of which is Meister, which isn't Meister, right? That's a separate issue. Well, here the question is whether the din of haflah, so to speak, which is the din of neder, applies to the creation of things that are done by pet. So if I'm creating mitromysomysis with my mouth, how clear does it have to be? Well, the opener says it doesn't have to be clear, as we see these pogans. We already had a machlokas about the din of trumas, which is say, trumas shnei kriyim. You have two kriyim, not to be read as kiryim. Two creeds of the two piles over here, and it should say be'echad. So now you have two creeds now, and what you did is you said, I want both trunas to be in one. So in other words, I want to take out from one of them on itself and on the other one, which is fine, except that you did something very stupid. You didn't say which one you meant. So now you've got each one has got a suffix that it's got truma mixed in it for itself and for the other. So therefore you have now just created a reshnehem there. You're over here now. So keep true meduma im. So now the echad now is meduma, so is the other one. Whereas Rish Lakish says, lo kitru, the cloud was never kodesh. But since you didn't define what you were saying, nothing happened. So you see that he holds that the definition is central to the chalos of the din truma. And therefore he says in our mission, and that's why Rabbi Yonah is correct in saying that that's what is meant then, he has to be careful to know, he has to be very, very nuburar. What is it exactly that you mean to say? Omer Rabbi Mana, this whole halacha over here seems to be chodokin arid alazim ben arloch. Because it says in a bright like this, ma'aser tevel, shenitarev v'chuli, you have now ma'aser that is still tabul for trumas ma'aser. In other words, I haven't taken off my trumas ma'aser, it's pure tevel, it's pure ma'aser tevel. And it got mixed up in chulin. So in yeshua parnasam imakom b'chel, look, obviously the best thing to do is to take off from some other meiser, Trumas meiser, on this one. You don't have any problem with clown. But if you can't do that, if you have that, look, you look at Cheshbon, it's prorated, give a little bit extra from the other meiser, the Trumas meiser for what's here. The imlav, if you don't have available anything else, what should you do? Says Rebbe ben Aruch, what's the problem? Why can't you say the Trumas meiser is in it? Trumas meiser is in it. Yeah, it'll be possible anyway. Because Trumas Meister, by definition, is one out of 100. And over here, you have it mixed anyway with other things. Right? We started off with Maisa Teva Shinatara Vakula. No. So what's the problem? It'll be bottle in the non-truma. You're gonna have over here one that you're gonna be mitzvato, and all you needed was one more, and over here you have a taruvet, so it shouldn't be a problem to call. So you certainly have enough to be mitzvato. So therefore you carve out shame the truma is nice, Shabbat. Let it be bottle, 1 in 100, that's the shear. Even though the chayyim can't be mavatul, it's the chachila. But in this case, we don't have any other aces. So they said, okay, then that's what you should do.
You don't
then take off one? In other words, your makeup, yala, you have to come out. You take one out in order to be yotze, yes. That you need to do. So our Mishnah apparently doesn't allow any of this. Our Mishnah says you got to know, you have to make sure you take it out, you give it all to the Kohen, and the Kohen says it doesn't allow you to be mivatel. So the Torah is going not like Rabbi Elazar ben Arah. Amrei Babar Momo, why not necessarily? Maybe it could be talking about Dvarim Shein Lehem Aliyah. Talking about the Yala Biyakar Umeya means that it's going to be bottled, but there's certain things that say it goes a Paris, right? Mimonei Badan. So a list of things that are not bottle. Why? Because they're too kosher. Or Kobiot Situmot. Anything that is kosher isn't bottle. So maybe it's talking about a case where you can't be mavatel. Maybe our mission is only referring to that kind of case. So what do you do? And it's telling us what to do where you can't be mavatel. Says Rav Yoel ben Pazi, what do you mean? Let's say even it's talking about Egoze Peret. One can crack the Egozim. Let's say it's talking about Kobiot Tumot. So open the Kobiot. I mean, anyway, Rabbi Elazar ben Arah essentially is allowing you to be Mabatel Israel Chatkila. Right? So what's your problem? It's too kosher? So make it unkosher. Crack it.
Take
it out of its special situation. If it's not a whole thing, it's not going to be kosher. So you can crack the egos in. And now they're no longer egos they pass. So, the yitzah, why can't you be potkeh the nuts? I'm Rav Yonah, what are you talking about? What do the chatzeah level? Since when would you be allowed to do that? That's mamish being mevatelis v'chatzeah. There's a tremendous difference between Rav Elazar ben Arah's case, where, look, you're doing your job. Your job is to be kareishim. You're kareishim, now it turns out it's mixed. Gee, oh, what a terrible thing. It's mixed, well, thank God it's mixed more than 1 in 100, so it's okay. It's not that you took something and then you made put it into a situation which now it'll be bottled. But over here, you have a situation where something isn't bottled. And you're making it now be a dying, you're changing things in such a way that it should be bottled. That's all I'm saying. I mean, it says the Pharisee in the Mishnah, Lo King Tanina, doesn't it say, Nitpatsu Egozim, if the Egozim get cracked, Nitpatsu means Mishavar, but the other. Oh, but Chilo Lo, it doesn't say, Nitpatsuya Egozim. Omer Yoni, Kenny Masnitin, Kozman Shatevo Muruba Lamaser, Esther. When the Mishnah says, as long as you have more tevel, I mean, obviously it doesn't mean literally as long as you have more tevel. As we learned when we learned the Mishnah, it means as long as you have 10 more tevel, which makes up for that additional one. That's all. Normally you would have lost one. So what we're saying is, if the relationship is 10 more, then you don't lose that one. That's all that it's saying. There's no magic here as long as the tevel is Beruva. Rabbi Levanti, B'Shem Rabbi Yonah, says, when we're talking about over here, by the way, Tevel, whole Tevel, the Anankayamin, the whole sugya over here, is talking about a Tevel, Lerishon, U, Lesheni, but not Truma Gedola, obviously. You'll notice we completely avoided the issue of Truma, which would have complicated things much more, because we would first have needed to take off the 2 from the 100. And then, and only then start worrying about, if you're going to worry about Truma Gedola being in it, none of these cheshbonos work out. We'd have to also worry about having an additional 2 to take off the truma gedola out of the 100. And then we're going to start worrying about the truma's mice or another one. So that's talking about the truma gedola was taken, which anyway is the norm. Because truma gedola you take from the kri, not at this point where you're holding already by taking off the other matanis. Now you would have done right away. Rabbi Abu Amar. Rabbi Abu said you should know there's a machlokas between Rebbe and told the Rebbe, the story by Rebbe Yana. One says, where it says, Mea Tevel and Mea Kuhn, so you when you have to give that Mea to the Kohen, you can really screw the Kohen a little bit. Make it Meister Sheni now. Let's say you have other things that you need to take off Meister Sheni for. It's a real drag taking off Meister Sheni, selecting up Yerushalayim. Why not give it to the Kohen to select up Yerushalayim? To tell him, I'm giving you 101. In it, there is Trumas Meister, of one, and 100 of Meister Sheni. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. But you'll have to eat the whole thing in Yerushalayim as if it's Trumas. So you could do that too, right? So even though it says you got to take out 101 and give it to the Kohen, and that's only because of the one, the Trumas Meister. So if you want to, you can take that 100, and which is now the Mitzvah. You don't know what it is. Go ahead and make a Meister Sheni, and someone else, and let the poor Kohen worry about that, right? So in other words, when we were it would mean now that these, even though it says chulin, and this would explain now, you see, why these, you'll notice the sefer of the Mishnah said chulin mitukanim. The reish of the Mishnah never said the word chulin mitukanim. And this is the point of this diyek. Because it was mitukanim lagabi maisus and trumas, but not lagabi maisus sheni. So in fact, it's still make it Meister Sheni, because obviously otherwise you can't take Chulin that are Mitzukanim and make them Meister Sheni. Obviously it needs to be Tevel. So the Gabi did it was Tevel. Right. So that's what Rebbe said. Well, actually we don't know who said what, but one said that. The Chronom and the other one said, Oso Kulo Sheni Lamakom Acher Umafrish Alav Rishon Mimakom, it should say, Mimakom Acher. So according to them, let's say you don't want the Kalal to give away this Mea. Suffice it, don't use this Mea at all. Make this whole Mea Meister Sheni, therefore you can keep it to yourself. Why you need to give it to the Kohen? And as far as the Meister Rishon and Trumas Meister are concerned, to take it off from somewhere else. Why are you Mekhuyev necessarily to deal with this? Now, Manan Kayamin, what are we talking about over here? Mea Maser, it should say, the Tishim Tevel, it should say, right? Reverse it over here. So in other words, the case over here that the Mishnah is referring to, you have, let's say, 90 that are Tevel, and now you have 100 that are Maser. So in that case, you would have to take off for the Maser, you would have to take off the 10, because you've got 100 Meister, you have to take off 10 for the Trumas Meister, and then you have to take off 0.9, that's for the Tevel, because you only have 90 Tevel, it says here. Right? So you have to take off almost nearly 2. 2 minus a 10, because you only have on 90.9. If it were 100, you have to give an entire, whatever it is, an entire unit. Now you're going to give 0.9 of a unit. So I just want to explain to you, so what would you do? Essentially, what you would need to do is, notel kishim v'shtayim, so such a case, you would take out 92, chaser isur efa, the jersey here is like we're reading there, you would take out 92 minus 1 isur, because what do you have over here? Tevel, you need to take out 9 from the Tevel and make it Meister Rishon besides this one, right? Totally including this one, because you've got 90 of Tevel. So from the Tevel, you've got now 9 total. And then you've got, and these 9, if you want to, if it turns out this is what you took out in your hand, if you want, you can make them entirely the Trumas Meister. Correct? Because it doesn't matter whether you take off Trumas Meister from old Meister or from new Meister. So you need now to take out 9 if you're going to make now Meister Rishon out of the Tevel, which could be theoretically the Trumas Meister on the whole thing. Plus, you need an additional 1 from the new self that you've got that you're going to make, and you need 0.9 to take off from the miser that you have over here, because you have tishim tevel, and 0.9 equals the trumas miser from the tishim tevel. Correct? If you would have had 100 tevel, you would have needed one more for the trumas miser. Now you only need 0.9 more for the trumas miser. Okay? So therefore, what you're concerned about is that you're going to definitely be getting out that amount from Meiser. Okay? So what do? You take 92 minus a tenth. 91.9. And that means the 90 that you have, what's your chashash? The 90 might be all tevel. That's the maximum that you have over here. You only have tishim tevel. So the 90 is all tevel, maximum, or meiser. And if that was all tevel, so then fine, you can now take out your additional stuff from the meiser. It doesn't bother you. As long as you take out the 92, with a little bit less, you definitely have taken out 2 from the meiser, which you needed because you didn't have enough to be able to take off for the part that was meiser. And therefore, the suffix over here, in this case, on the additional amount, is only to make certain that you're going to have enough to take off altogether from definitely meiser. You don't have enough in the new stuff to take off, and you have to make sure that you have enough here of the previous meiser. The only way you can make sure of that is by taking a little bit more and thinking, gee, maybe I have over here only tevel with all of the others. So how am I going to cover? I only have tishim tevel, and from tishim tevel, there's no possible way that I can get out of the tishim tevel enough to cover for itself and from the meiser. So therefore, I need to take a little bit extra to make sure that I have meiser. If I have the meiser, I can definitely make it from that meiser, right? So here, that's my only concern, that little bit extra. Because all we're trying to do is to show the yesod how it would work in the opposite direction. How much would I lose if I change the proportions and now I end up having more meiser than tevel? So I have more meiser than tevel. I can no longer rely on what I took out of the tevel to be mitzaken in the meiser. Right? Because I owe more for the one-tenth of the meiser than I'm going to have even total meiser out of the tevel. Because I'm missing 10 parts. Correct? Of those 10 parts, I'm going to make sure that I get those 10 parts out of here. But where are those 10 parts going to be coming from? They've got to be coming, the additional. The additional's got to be coming from the meiser part. But if I just take out the 90, how do I know I have any of the meiser part? So to make sure that I get something out of the meiser part, I need to take out, above and beyond the amount of tevel I have, the extra that was needed in order to be mitaken the entirety over here. And since the entirety over here required me to take out now an additional 1.9, so I have no choice but to take out 91.9. If I have now mea meiser v'shumonim tevel, so now I need 10 to cover the meiser. And out of the tevel, I need now 0.8, right, to cover for the 80. So now I only have 8 of the out of the tevel. I only have a total of 8 of my serishon. So the maximum that I can get out of my serishon is 8, and I need 10 just to cover the other stuff. So I need to make sure that I've got myself 3, so to speak, minus the two tenths, but I need 3 now out of the meiser stuff. So I need to take shmonim v'shalosh in this case, minus 2 tenths. And that will cover the full 10 that I needed to get out of the meiser, plus the additional 0.8 that I needed to get out of this one. So the principle is clear. You have to figure out what your total debt is in terms of Trumas Meiser, how much you can possibly get out of the Meiser in Trumas Meiser, and how much extra you're going to need to make certain that you have in order to cover your full chiyuv, even if everything in your hand is pure teva. And that's the idea. So no matter how much it is, it's very easy to make that cheshbon. Let's say you would have 60 and 100 of Meiser. Okay, you know you need 10. Out of your 60, you're going to need another 0.6 in order to take it off. So there's, you have to minus 10, so it's minus 4 tenths, so to speak. And now, where in the heck are you going to get 10 out of your mixture to cover for the first Meiser, plus an additional 0.6? Okay, so you think to yourself, all right, if I just pick up 60, it might all be teva. 60, even if it's all tevel, isn't going to help me very much, because the total meiser that I'm going to be able to get out of the tevel is only going to be 6, which gets me 0.6 out of it. I'm going to need enough to cover the other 4. Okay, so I have to take out now the 64 plus my 0.6. So the chesed works out no matter what. Mikan v'helach v'chesed v'gvar. But the chesed, make your own chesed, prorate it properly, and you'll know exactly how much additional you'll have to take off. We need to finish the
chesed.
Halacha ches. Misha yulo esther shulo chok esther esther kadayah. Now, you have to imagine in front of you now 10 rows with 10 barrels, so you've got a simple matrix in front of you, right? Now let's give those matrix, let's give it now letters. Okay, so A, starting on the left hand, A, we'll call the corners, A, B, C, D, okay? We went around in a clockwise direction. You see it right in front of you. The guy is not too bright, and he says, Shura chitzona akat maaser. One of the outside shurot is Meiser. Now, one of the outside shurot is 1 out of 4. It could be either AB, it could be BC, it could be CD, and it could be DA. Okay? So now he really messed himself up. So what is he going to do in order to take off his Trumas Meiser?
Are they both called shurot?
Yes, they're shurot. They are shurot. Because you're coming from the north, you're coming from the east. You know? So since it could be any one of 4 shurot, he has a pretty simple answer over here. What he has to do is simply take off Shtei Chaviyot Lachshon. If he takes off the 2 on either edge, if he takes off A and C, or he takes off B and D, he has now taken off from all 4 Shurot. Because since he's in the 2 corners, he managed the top Shurot and the side Shurot with the one that was on the right corner, B, and he managed the bottom shura and the left shura if he took off the one that was a D.
Any two.
Yeah, and then he could revert. Right. In other words, wherever he is, he's always going to get 4 shurot by taking off the corner 2, any 2 corners. Okay? So it's not such a big problem.
4 tenths of the way there.
Okay?
4 tenths of the way there. Is it the whole building thing?
No, we're worried about is Trumas Meiser. Everything else is mutter. But Trumas Meiser I got to get rid of. I got to give it to the coin. So normally I would get away with taking 1 out of 10. You know, I'm going to have to take 2 out of 10 because I need to take the 2 alak somos wherever they are.
It has to be diagonal.
What?
It has to be diagonal.
Diagonal, that's what it says, alak son, the diagonal corner. Yeah. So I said, we have to imagine. Not the whole row, just the corner. Yeah. Any 2 diagonal corners. Right. So he's got 2 choices basically.
All the corners.
No. Obviously, if you take off A and B, then you haven't taken off diagonal corners. Yeah. He has two in a square. He has 2 choices of diagonal. Right. Now, suppose he made things a little bit more complicated, and instead of taking off all of the Meiser from here, and the Gemara's going to explain that he took off half the Meiser from somewhere else. So he left now only chatzi shura. So he says half of a shura is meiser. He didn't say which shura. But it's a half of a shura kitzona. Now what does he do? He can't just take off the alakhon now because that's not, it's only half. not going to cover, not going to cover the rest. So what does he do? So in that case, if it's Chatishra Chatsi Truma is Maaser, then you do a Ezohi. Notel Arba Kaviyot Mi Arba Kaviyot. Then he has to take off the four corners. Because then the Monotra, wherever it was, whether it's the first part of the Shura or the last part of the Shura, he's always getting all four possibilities by taking off all four corners. But he can no longer just go to the Alakha, to the diagonal. Because the diagonals may be hitting the part of the Shura that he didn't take it off from. Okay, so now here he messed himself up four times. He's going to have to take off four times from us. Now, how about if he says Shura Achat Ma'aser, any one of the Shuras, not Shura Kitzona. Now he's got to get out one from every possible Shura. But there's 20 possible Shurot. Depends whether you're going northeast or southwest. North, south, or east, west, right? So then what he's got to do is, any other day, what he does is he takes a diagonal across the entire square, and if he takes off one entire diagonal, he's getting one from every possible row, because he's taking off 20 different configurations, right? No matter where he does it. Very smart. But now if he messes himself up more, and he says, a Chatzi Shura somewhere is Maaser. So now he can't simply take off one diagonal because he might be hitting the wrong half. He needs two diagonals in this case. So in that case, Notel Shtei Shurot Machson, and of course, each one he only takes off Chatzi Chovit because it's not 1/100. Right? And if he messes up his barrels, he doesn't mess up the amount. And he says, there's no reason to take off more than he's responsible for. Out of the half a Maaser which he's taking, he only needs to take off half a Trumas Maaser too.
The other case
of Chatzi Shura also, because he's already taken his Maaser for the rest of it from somewhere else. Okay. If he says, however, now that he's making one Maaser, the Einar Yodea Ezehi, suppose he says, now he's really going to take one Chatzi Chavit. He wants to use to pater now, obviously, only half of a Shura. We don't know where it is. So then he has to go to every barrel and take that amount from his Maaser out of every barrel. Out of every one, to shear at a half a barrel. There's no way to cover it. Now, wait a second. Why not just bring it to Shmai? What do you mean, Chatzi Shura? Just make the rest of it. The Chatzi Shura only covers half of your Maaser Rishon. So why not just make the rest of it? Say, okay, and the other half of Shura is for the other half. And then you're back to only needing to take the Alakhan again. This is where we know it. So Rabbi Cohen, the Shem Rabban and the Kisayin explains that obviously our mission is talking about we don't have that option because Kishifrish Chatzi Memakom Acher. You must have. In other words, the whole mission doesn't make sense. Why would we make such a complication? We would simply tell him, take the other half and the rest instead of giving off double. It must not double the amount, but instead of giving up now four chaviyot and needing to open them and so on. Okay, so it's talking about that he already took from somewhere. Not Tony. Are you looking up shtei chaviyot? Hachatsha tevel tahar, maisha tevel tahar, vachatsha maisha tevel tamei. So now this guy's got a problem. He needs to take off from his maisha. Doesn't know now which one is Tameh and which one is Tahar. Now obviously he'd like to take off Tahar for both so that he can give the Kohen now and the Kohen would be able, that's what his Mechuyah has to do, he has to be able to drink it. So now what he does is like this. He's made Shnei Leginim, he brings two containers, two cups, and he takes off from each barrel the 1/100th for itself and a 1/100th additional for the barrel next door. So we know from Izuki they trumat maaser mishtehen, and then he does the same thing from the other one. So he's got double the trumat maaser. Then he picks up the legini and he makes it tonight like this. He says, "In zero alcohol." So then this is what I'm making trumat maaser. Neim lavo atikikum. And then he says on the other one the same thing. Because they're both came by shemini. But now he's got a problem. Because now, I mean, he's got no problem. He can drink, but, you know, he's a Kohen. He's trying to make things good for himself. So he can't, he's got no problem in the sense that he's going to be able to drink the truma because the truma is Torah. His problem is that he's going to become tummy. And one of them is tummy. So therefore, he drinks one cup, which may have been Torah, but it may have been tummy. So now he goes to the mikveh, his table, and he drinks the next cup.
Which may also have been
done. Which may be done. And then he goes to the mikveh again, and now he's fine. Because he didn't drink truma that was tummy, but he may have had tevel that was tummy. I mean, chulin that was tummy. Yeah, of course not. I'm talking about too much veal over here, which is chulin of the rabbanim, that he drank something tummy. Hmm? He's not, no, about himself. Okay. So now, be very ready. Rebbe says that he should make sure that he goes to the mikveh before he drinks the next cup. Rabbi Shimon says, no, he doesn't have to go to the mikveh. Ain't no tovel over there. But he finishes drinking both cups. Then he knows that he thought I had two cups that were coming, one of which was coming. Then he's got a problem with too much tvia. Then he goes to the mikveh. So why does Rebbe hold that he has to go to the mikveh? What do you mean? Because Adi Omer Shema Shasam Ashkin Tvain, how do you know he didn't drink the tummy cup first? So what's Rav Elazar Rav Shimon respond to that? He says, how do I know he didn't drink the Mashka Tomei last? So the thing is, we're dealing with the whole thing Drabonin over here, of Tumas Gevira. So where's the Thailand? The fact that somebody who drinks something that's Tomei becomes Tomei in his body warm can't be Matamei Midiraisa person unless he is from an Abatuma. This is nonsensical Midiraisa. Somebody's going to drink something that's Tomei, it's a Vyashini Batuma. So he's going to have to worry about going to the mikveh. No, nothing can be matami and other. Could be matami the truma, but here it's being matami the person, not being matami the truma. So therefore, says Rav Elazar, so what's the problem? Why can't we be saying that on tumas gviya? It's not even tumas gviya. It's tum gviya. I mean, it's not that he's tummy. This is possible to be truma. So on tum gviya, which is a tum in Ravana, we're tailing like we are in all other cases of by truma. We're always tailing where it says Ravana. So we'll be tailing that undoubtedly it was in the last one that he drank that the truma was. Why not? Now the truth is that how cold maiden b'sheit the maskins made. If we know for a fact that there was too much gviya here, he definitely drank Mashkin's name. He certainly is ushered to eat even Suffolk truma. But it's not that any old Suffolk we're going to say this time. If the Suffolk is on the truma, there's no kula. If the Suffolk is on the Mashkin themselves, are these Mashkin's name or are they not Mashkin's name? Kule alma meida shuhu mutter lecho, without going to make that all. Everybody's made a, if I don't know that Mashkin Tameim are present, the Rebbe's also made a, why, that we'll go to the pool, that's a subject of Rabbanan. Why should he have to go to the mikveh? Our problem over here, and then he could drink a filo truma vadai. Elakeinanan kayamim, our problem is only bahara masnitin. Our problem's in this Mishnah. Because the bottom line is that in reality I had to deal with Mashkin Tameim. There's no way for me to avoid the Mashkin Tamei. So it's not like a case where there's Suffolk and there are Mashkin Tamei. It's only a Suffolk where this cup is the Mashkin Tamei. Therefore, the Tvar is like this. That it should say the Rebbe. It's reversed of your Rebbe and Rebbe's Rebbe Shimon. So the Rebbe's Tvar is, my time in the Rebbe, Mi'achar she'al yedei zeh va'al yedei zeh nidvara tuma. Over here, we know that we have it. We definitely have it. So it's only between the two of them together that we managed to do this. But the two of them together equal one definite tumah. And we needed to deal with it in order to be able to get our tumah to Hora over here. So in such a case, you have to go to the mikveh because we know that there's definitely tumah here. It's not a question of is there a suffix if there's tumah. That suffix we'll never know. Maybe there's takano tumah. But over here, it's rusaka tumah. If it's rusaka tumah, I have to worry about it. Now, skip here to the words, my time of the Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. In my time of the Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, what's Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon? So why does he argue? This is a very good point Rebbe's making. In a case where it's rusaka, why should he be saying tailing? So in my time of the Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, says Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, the problem is the Rebbe is. Fine. Rebbe's right that the guy's going to drink all the beers at one time. Let him drink it in less than a share of revias, because he has revias, right? And then let him wait another 10 minutes, then he'll drink the rest. So each time will be pocus mikashir, and he won't be matami anyway. So therefore, you have to, in the shear of today after his prat, drink another pocus mikashir, he'll never come and take tumah at all anyway. And then once he finishes the first cup like that, now he can drink the second cup later. Right? We're not going to mix them. Because I'm definitely not coming from the first cup, even if the first cup was tummy. And if this one is tummy, it's a little silly for me to go to mikvah, because anyway it's not tummy. And if it's tahor, I wasn't tummy. So there he's also loaded. Right? And I'll only do now my tefillah after drinking the second cup. On the subject, maybe the second cup is the tummy cup.
The second cup you're going to drink it?
I'll drink the second cup normally. I don't have to worry about the mantra.
He doesn't need a mikvah?
Only afterwards. Maybe the second cup is tummy. Right. That's exactly what I'm saying, says Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. That's exactly what I'm saying. Why does he need to go to the mikvah? Let him just drink less than a shear.
On the mikvah after the first cup.
Right.
Everybody gets the second cup.
Right.
Yes.
Correct. And so then if that's the case, now we go back to my time of the Rebbe. So what does Rebbe say? Rebbe says that here. You're going to tell the guy not to drink the Revias. I mean, come on. He starts drinking, he drinks. I mean, Shulah Yavoli, they Revias. Therefore, I kind of would have been start playing games this year. Let him go to the mikveh, and that's all. Not worry about the stuff with the Revias. No, that's a good point. So the last bit of the blood, Rebbe Shimon Shulah Yavoli, they Revias. I mean, doesn't he think that's a little unreasonable that a guy should be told to drink pocus and revias and not have to worry about the tumah? The correct approach is the way we said it originally. Rebbe is chayish for a suffix, and the Rebbe Elazar ben Rebbe Shimon holds we're never chayish for any kind of suffix. Don't give me this business of that it's only because there's no chazaka, and Rebbe here is obviously there is chazaka, and Rebbe Elazar ben Rebbe Shimon is really made it. This alumnus is finally backed into a corner that you can't explain to me, so why would Rebbe Elazar ben Rebbe Shimon have been saying that? If he holds you have to worry about who's the kisser over here of Tumah, so then he would certainly wouldn't have relied on the being chased of public mirabian. So therefore what we have to say is Rebbe is chayish, Shema Shasam Ashim Tumayim Betila, and Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon is Choshesh, so to speak, and we know the Gemara uses the word Choshesh even the Kula, that Shema Shasam Ashim Tumayim Betseif, Hadron Allah, Perak HaMazmin, Bezlik Allah, Mesach HaZamai. Yeah. And then we do the guy with Hadron also. Yeah. We just talked about commission here. Just ask me the Gemara, and we'll just read the first few lines. Hachikim v'azonim einem kalayim zeh bezeh. Good beginning. I'll tell you right now, you'll never know. Right, we're going to do a hadra. Don't we have to say hadra in a lot?
I don't know.
Are we finished? I'm not understood a word anyway.